This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, obviously, as we come into 2024's growing season, we have to think about everything 2023 left behind from us, especially the varied weather patterns we saw across the entire Corn Belt and the drought we saw in the West. We need to be prepared to be more vigilant in our crop protection, and we talk with the folks at Corteva about that right after this.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Well, unless a miracle happens and the drought breaks quickly, we can expect our crops to start under pressure in the beginning of 2024. That's why Corteva is telling producers to make sure weed control is a top priority and that you don't skimp on that part of your crop protection plan. The conditions are just as tough for weeds to get started, but we don't want them taking advantage of any opportunities to get a foothold. Ron Geis is with Corteva, and he talks about the challenges 23 left behind for the 24 growing season. And it all starts with what the drought did and didn't do.
Well, 2023 had a lot of challenges with the drought. So that left us with some weeds in the fields, which means we have weed seeds, and weed seeds have to be managed, of course. So as we come into 2024, I think the strongest message, Dustin, that we want to bring to farmers is let's go with a good program approach to weed control. That involves putting good solid residual herbicides down and following those with timely post-emerge applications before those weeds get tall in size and get difficult to control.
Geis says the best possible approach in 2024 is to start with a clean slate. And that means going after residual weeds and cleaning them up for new crops going in.
So let's start with a clean slate. That's either a good burn down treatment with, we sell a product called Elevore. It's been on the market for 4 or 5 years, extremely effective on mare's tail, which has been the menace in no-till. And put residual with that. And our residuals would be things like Keystone, Sure Start, Resicor, that will provide 8 weeks residual control, you know, get us into that late May, early June timeframe. Then in early June or late May, when those weeds are an inch or two or three, that's when we want to come with a good solid post-emerge. And I'm excited to give an update on Cairo. We introduced Cairo a year ago at this conference, and we had a soft launch last year. It received EPA registration in the spring, had a few gallons out. We'll have more of it available this year. But what's exciting about Cairo is that it can control grasses and broadleaf weeds, 3 modes of action. So we kind of mix things up for the weeds and control about 65 different weeds that plague our farmers in Iowa.
Of course, always be talking with your crop advisor and your crop protection specialist and adapt your plan as 2024 unfolds.
We'll tend to have the same weeds, but the difference you have in a drought, Dustin, is your residual herbicides aren't fully effective because they need the moisture to get active. And post-emerge, you can sometimes run into problems because those weeds get real defensive and they won't take the chemicals in so well. So this dovetails well with our multiple mode of action and integrated approach, program approach to weed control. Putting down a strong pre, follow with a strong post, just in case the weather's not cooperating in one of the two. Ultimately, between the two, you have good control for your field.
I'm Dustin Huffman.